Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders were in Milwaukee last night for a debate that covered topics like college affordability, Wall Street reform, and even some issues that hit close to home here in Wisconsin.
The debate comes shortly after Sanders won the New Hampshire primary. The Democratic race is tightening, leading to some tense exchanges between the two candidates.
Wisconsin not only hosted the debate, but state residents also asked them questions via Facebook.
Jesse Apoyan was there. She reports on state government and politics for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, set this scene for us. What was the crowd like on the way in, at the event, and after?
Sure. So one unfortunate thing about covering these debates as a reporter is you get sort of separated from the crowd and you end up a little bit sequestered. So the only crowd I really ended up interacting with a whole lot was the student population, which was, pouring in and out of the student union where we were hanging out just across the street from the debate. But, you know, a lot of students seemed excited and engaged in the process. We did also, I guess, interact with the protesters who came through, but you could still feel the enthusiasm from the crowd even across the street when we were watching the debate as it was streamed into that room for us.
And was the crowd, especially the students you ran into, did you see a sentiment more Sanders, Clinton, or evenly mixed?
Yeah, I talked to a few of both. I think Sanders does seem to play pretty well among the college student demographic, but I did talk to a few Hillary Clinton supporters as well, and they had a little photo booth where students could come in and take their picture with a cardboard cutout of the candidate they preferred, and I actually saw quite a few students taking their photos with both, which seemed to indicate
hedging their bets.
A lot of them weren't quite sure either.
Well, we mentioned there's a lot of Wisconsin in this debate, some questions from Wisconsin residents, in fact. One about black incarceration rates here in the state. How did the candidates respond to that?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton had a very Wisconsin-focused response to that. She had clearly done her homework or was already pretty well aware of Wisconsin's exceedingly high incarceration rate, especially of black males. And she talked a lot about the need for community-focused policing and the need for engaging kind of every level of the process once people are released from jail. So things like education and support for finding jobs. And Bernie Sanders' response was focusing more on eliminating what he called over-policing. But he also talked about the education piece and just trying to eliminate the feelings of discrimination that can be tied to that.
Now, speaking of Wisconsin coming up in the debate, Hillary Clinton mentioned Wisconsin a lot. Here she is criticizing Bernie Sanders' plan for free college and saying, hey, it has to do something to do with state governors, including one here in Wisconsin.
Governors like Scott Walker contribute $23 billion on the first day to make college free. I'm a little skeptical about your governor actually caring enough about higher education to make any kind of commitment like that.
So she was playing to a Wisconsin Democratic crowd there.
Yeah, that was quite an applause line for Hillary Clinton. All you had to do was say the name Scott Walker, Governor Walker, and she got people fired up. And that was a big theme for her, was kind of agreeing with Bernie Sanders and saying, hey, I like your plan, but mine is more practical, mine's more pragmatic, or mine is just going farther and doing better.
So Governor Walker, at least his campaign social media staff, responded to that comment, didn't they?
They did, and this has been, when Governor Walker was a presidential candidate, he had a favorite line that he would throw at Hillary Clinton. He would remind her that she had been taking large speaking fees to speak on college campuses, and he has frozen tuition 4 years in a row to make college affordable.
Talking to Jesse Apoyan from the Capital Times about last night's Democratic presidential debate in Milwaukee. Clinton also mentioned unions here in Wisconsin. She mentioned Dontre Hamilton in Milwaukee. Did it seem like she came in thinking, I'm going to talk about Wisconsin while I'm in Wisconsin?
Yeah, very much. That was the idea. And speaking with her campaign manager afterward, he said as much. He said, you know what, we're looking for every vote we can get in every state. We're here in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about Wisconsin. And they were pretty enthusiastic about that.
Well, let's give a listen to Bernie Sanders now giving one of his main pitches to voters last night.
But when today you have massive levels of income and wealth inequality, when the middle class is disappearing, you have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth. Yes, in my view, the government of a democratic society has a moral responsibility to play a vital role in making sure that all of our people have a decent standard of living.
Now, reporters, people talking about this mentioned Bernie Sanders didn't talk Wisconsin so much. Did his campaign talk about that?
They did. Their response was, we're not here to talk about a specific state. And that's because Bernie Sanders just doesn't have the name recognition that Hillary Clinton does at this point. You know, he's certainly gotten a lot more publicly acknowledged as the race has gone on, but he hasn't run a presidential campaign before the way that she has. He hasn't been in the spotlight as long as she has. And so his campaign said, you know, they're looking forward to coming in here and campaigning down the road, but they're still just working on introducing him at a broad national level.
This debate, a notable, and I think Hillary Clinton pointed this out, the first time two women had moderated a presidential debate, a majority of women on the stage, I think, was the way she put it. Was that something that people were really noting last night?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if anyone would have been talking about that or mentioned it if she hadn't, but it was one of those things where you realize, oh, hey, yeah, Bernie Sanders is the only guy on this stage. And it didn't, you know, they agree on a lot of those issues to begin with, but what's interesting is he's actually doing very well among women, and particularly young women.
Now, a strange picture emerged. I think you had tweeted this, among others, a picture of Daniel Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Nothing weird there. Rebecca Clayfish, Lieutenant Governor of the State, Republican, and Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now, an avowedly, I think they call themselves, screechingly liberal group. All together and smiling. How did that happen?
All together and smiling. Yeah, I think it was Bice who introduced the two of them. But there was a lengthy bipartisan discussion with some journalists too, just about you know, how people came to their politics and maybe even what policies they might be able to agree on, and generally just some congenial bipartisan bonding while we were waiting for the debate to get started. But definitely an image you're not expecting to see.
Are you going to see them for, you know, join a 3-on-3 basketball league anytime soon?
Yeah, you know, I'll be waiting for the Clayfish Ross ticket, I think, for the next election. We'll see.
That seems likely. I'd put my money on that. Any other notables? Is this a big scene for a lot of local politicians, activists to show up at?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, I know there were a lot of state legislators were attending the debate, and in terms of coming to the spin room afterward to talk to reporters, we had Tammy Baldwin, who's been campaigning for Hillary Clinton, not only in Wisconsin but throughout the country. You know, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was there also speaking on her behalf. I don't believe I saw any Wisconsin politicians there to talk on Bernie Sanders' behalf, but yes, definitely a hot spot for Wisconsin elected officials.
Do you feel, I mean, we've had a Republican debate in Wisconsin, a Democratic debate in Wisconsin. It looks like both of these campaigns could still be going on. They could still be at play by the time they get to Wisconsin. Do you think we're going to get a lot of love from presidential candidates this year?
Yeah, that seems likely, and that's what everyone's saying, too. I mean, I don't know that anyone expected the Democratic side of things to still be up in the air by April, but it seems increasingly likely that Wisconsin could play a role. And, you know, every campaign that I've talked to has said, yeah, we're looking forward to coming back. We'll be here.
Oh, you'd mentioned before the debate a protest there. What was going on?
Yeah, there were protesters. They were mostly outside, you know, trying to catch people's attention as they were going into the debate. But at one point, they did actually come into the media area where we were all reporting too. And there are a couple different causes represented. Majority were there representing the fight for 15, fighting for minimum wage to be raised to $15 an hour. There are also some Black Lives Matter protesters there. And they came in for a few minutes. One of the chants was, you want our vote, come earn our vote, or come get our vote. So just kind of trying to get candidates to pay attention to some of the issues that they're maybe not talking about on the stage.
Well, candidates at a debate, obviously they're hoping to get some people's votes. I know we don't have Insta surveys of Wisconsin voters or anything like that, but your sense of leaving the debate last night, do you think either of the candidates won anybody over here in Wisconsin?
You know, I think they both had their strong moments. As we talked about, Hillary Clinton had some really strong lines, especially when she went after Scott Walker and went after some of the policies here in Wisconsin. Bernie Sanders also got a lot of applause for some of the jabs he took at Hillary Clinton, reminding her she's not in the White House yet, some things like that. So, you know, it seems like it was relatively even, but I think an informal survey of elected officials and folks that I saw attending the debate probably coming out a little more in Hillary Clinton's favor.
We'll leave it there for now. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's state government reporter Jesse Apoyan helping us recap the Democratic presidential debate in Milwaukee last night. She covered it for the Capital Times.